And of course, I'm sure you've been watching X Factor over the weekend and for the last few weeks as well, as they whittled down 200,000 people down to about 12 contestants who will be performing for the live finals starting this coming Saturday. And of course, we have on the line, is it Orishay?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. This is Orishay from JLS.
Orishay?
Yeah, Orishay.
Orishay. How did that come about then? Orishay, how did you get your name?
JLS. Well, we came into the competition as UFO. Some of you may have seen from Extra Factor.
That's right, but I heard you guys were called UFO before.
Yeah, we actually came to Colourful Radio a year ago when we were UFO.
Yeah.
We won the Urban Music Award.
All right, brilliant, brilliant. So you've come this far at the massive X Factor, which is going to take you to another level without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can't wait for that. Yeah, go on.
It's literally exciting, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, obviously now the band's called JLS, and, you know, with a new name comes new possibilities.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So you guys must be really ecstatic about this, getting this far.
Absolutely. it's overwhelming, you know. Obviously, we're four young black boys, do you know what I mean, really trying to change our lives forever.
That's right.
It is literally an incredible experience. And obviously, as you said, you know, over 200,000 people applied for this competition, and to be the last 12, the only boy band in the last 12, is such an achievement. But, you know, we want to achieve more, and we want to take it all the way, you know?
Without that, I was actually reading this particular article on the web. It said, X Factor has been lacking in good singing groups for years now, probably since G4 took second place in the shows of the final some years ago. However, all this may be about to change with the appearance of four-piece boy band JLS. How does that sound?
Wow.
Eh?
It puts a pressure on you, you know, do you know what I mean? I mean, no, honestly, that is literally amazing to get compliments and people talking about us, you know, at such a high level, you know. We just want to do the very best we can and, you know, live up to all the great, you know.
That's right.
Because things that people are saying.
Because as you said, the pressure must be on to take on that responsibility to try and represent your family, your friends, you know, and fans as well.
Yeah, the pressure really is on. I mean, obviously, my mum's not very well, and she's got multiple sclerosis, and, you know, for her, I'm really trying to change our lives forever.
All right, brilliant, brilliant. Well, I wish you guys all the best.
Yeah, so
you're going to be mentored by Louis.
What's
he really like? Go on, tell us the truth.
No, Louis's excellent. He's literally come on. I mean, of all the mentors, Louis has been so hands-on. You know, it's funny because, you know, we call him up, he calls us up all the time and sends us text messages, giving us ideas and all sorts, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the best mentor. He's Mr. Boy Band, you know. He's made
exactly
some of the biggest boy bands in history, you know, Westlife, Boyzone, you know, to name a few, and the list goes on. Hopefully he can take JLS to the same level or emulate the success of previous boy bands.
That's right, that's brilliant, because obviously, as you said, he's got the experience behind him and so much more as well.
Absolutely.
That's right. Are you ready? Are you going to be ready for the slagging off and the comments from Simon Cowell?
well, Jerry, you know what it's like. I mean, Simon, he's a very honest person, you know, and you know, we respect his opinion, you know, very much. I mean, in the first audition, he gave us, you know, flying comments. You know, he said that he all felt that we all had great voices, and you know, he loved it.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you could see, the competition went on, and the comments from him weren't so good. But, you know, we believe that he believes in us, and obviously, he's mentoring the boys, but what we've seen from Extra Factor and you know, in X Factor, he has said things that reference us, and I think he really does believe in us, and he wants to get the best out of us. You know, Simon's, you know, he's literally now, he runs the music industry, you know, you could
without
say,
doubt, yeah.
And, you know, his opinion counts, and you have to take on board. You can't get big-headed and feel you're above yourself and take it as an insult.
He will bring you down. He will bring you, cut you right down, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. He cuts you down. You know, he said to me, he said, you know, behind, off-camera, he said to me, I said, Simon, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. And Simon said to us, guys, you know, just make sure you listen to each other.
That's
and,
right.
And I didn't understand what he meant, but when I watched the TV back and I watched Boot Camp, I realised what he meant. And, you know, he always, I think, everything he says is for our best interest. And so we will definitely, but, you know, he, obviously he's got the boys and he's going to want to win. But, you know, we're biased. You know, Louis Walsh is going to win this year. Come on.
That's right. Well, it's good to sound positive. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you said you're in the big house. What's the atmosphere like?
Do you want to hear some undercover gossip about any fights or not?
I was actually going to ask you for Louis Walsh's mobile number. but you might get dismissed straight away.
Yeah. I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, big time.
Unfortunately, that can't be possible. But
but everybody's getting on all right. Is there any tension and fights? Or?
No, there isn't any, you know. I think, you know what it is? We've been in this house locked away for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Well, since the reveal. And, you know, and you know, we've just been getting on like house on fire. You know, the only thing I was a bit annoyed at, somebody's, you know, leaked on the toilet seat the other day. But, you know, we had a word with the boys. And,
yeah, that's the boys, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, we had a word with the boys and, you know, I had to sort that one out. But literally, no, it's amazing. Everybody, you know, is very much a family environment in here. But, you know, it's like as soon as the first live show comes and somebody goes out, you know, let's see if that stays the same.
Yeah, there was a comment that you was compared to Motown groups. Are you familiar with any Motown groups? Because I know you guys are aged between, what, 20 and 23?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Motown groups, those comments?
I mean, you know, obviously, we draw on influences from all groups. I mean, from the early ones to the late ones. But, you know, obviously, you know, we identify very much with, you know, obviously the Temptations and Jackson 5 and, and, you know, the Four Tops, as well as we identify with Take That and, you know, and even Westlife, you know, because they're successful for a reason. And, you know, Jodeci and, you know, so we are familiar with Motown, but we are very much a well-rounded, inspired group, you know.
Brilliant.
We've seen a lot of comments in the magazines, you know, kind of comparing us to the British Boys to Men and all this kind of stuff. And for us to be compared to people of such great, you know, calibers and standard is, you know, of talent is literally incredible. But it does mean that we need to live up to it. And, you know, it does mean that we need to do the British public proud and, you know, show them that we can, you know, compete or perform on that world scale, on that world level, you know.
It's definitely all about commitment, concentration, and we without a doubt, we're wishing you all the best. And hopefully you'll go right through to the very end, right through to the finals, and hopefully win that as well.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, then. Talking about that, so if you're going to go, hopefully you're going to go right through to the finals. Just a quick one. Who's going to be cutting you guys' hair? Who's going to be doing it? Because I saw there's one of them. There's one of them. I don't know if it's you with the Mohican style.
No, that's Marvin.
That's Marvin, yeah?
No, I've got the curls.
so who bought the shaver then? Because I know you're going to have to help each other out when it comes to the haircuts.
That's a good question, Jerry. I mean, I like to think that I'm the stylist a lot of the time. So I bloody shave the boys' hair at night when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's how that occurs. No, I'm only joking.
Okay.
We like to embrace, you know, we like to embrace people that have helped us along the way. You know, a barber by the name of David, a.k.a. Detail, from Chaveau in Shepherd's Bush, West London. Yep.
Is that where you guys are from?
No, we're from all over. I grew up in West London, now I live in South West.
Okay.
Marvin's from South East and London. JB's from Croydon and Aston's from Peterborough.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I brought a friend of mine from that you know, cut our hair from Shepherd Bush.
Uh-huh.
And we've got him to come in and, you know, do our hairstyles every week so we're fresh for the live shows every Saturday.
Brilliant.
You know, it's all about bringing people that have helped you along the way. You know, we very much are very conscious of that, you know, that where we've got to isn't just by ourselves, you know. There has been a lot of people that have helped us along the way, and even Colourful Radio has. You know, we had actually our first radio interview at Colourful. I remember running out of my university class because I said, I've got to get to Colourful Radio and, you know, do an interview with the boys, you know.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
So it is amazing.
Well, I'm glad
you're
not going to forget us. So when you reach those millions, I'm short of a few bob, so I don't mind a handout.
Don't worry,
right?
I'll hook you up with an Aston Martin when I'm ready.
Ah, there you go. So you're prepared for all the entourage of women and girls, young girls?
Well, yeah, I don't think I am, you know.
You know that when we flow. Okay, well, listen. Yeah, go on, carry on.
No, I'm just saying, I've been single for a very long time, so, you know, if there are any girls out there that are interested in, you know, a Riche from JLF.
Don't commit yourself there, not yet.
079.
Well, listen, Orisha, it was brilliant talking to you. And here at Colourful, we wish you all the best, without a doubt.
Make sure you keep in touch, huh?
We'll definitely keep you in touch. All right?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you to everybody that's listening, yeah?
No problem. Actually, we're going to be interviewing Alexandra later on DJ Lane's show. Of course, she's going to be part of the Cheryl Cole's girls category. What's she like, Alexandra?
Alexandra, well, you know, she's a phenomenal talent, you know. I mean, me and Alexandra are very good friends. You know, we do speak a lot, she's very supportive of us, and, you know, we're very supportive of her. I mean, you know, it's been, you know, she was here 3 years ago, she didn't get through, you know, to the live, and now she's got through. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
and she looks great as well.
She is. She's like a UK Whitney Houston. She really is.
That's brilliant.
Her talent is unbelievable.
Excellent. Well, once again, wishing you all the best, all the guys there. Yeah. In fact, everybody as well. All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us. Thank you very much. This is Colourful Radio. Thank you.